Baker?
Yes, Mr. Peddler.
I think they've talked to you about this, but it's the feeling of the family that Ms. Kennedy, each president's wife, has $10,000 a year for answering mail. In the first year, there are going to be some rather exorbitant demands made on her, and they'd like to try to get $50,000 for it. I've talked to Dirksen and Mansfield, and when I talked to them on this investigation, as I talked to you much earlier, and since I had this on the desk, I asked them about it. They said they co-sponsored. I wondered if you'd talk to Carl and y'all see what to...
Well, we're introducing a bill today. I'm going to bring it up Monday under suspension for the franking privileges for natural life. Burial expenses, and giving her quarters, the General Service has given her quarters for 6 months and then 50,000 clerical hire. Now, I've talked with Henry Wilson, and we've cleared this with Halleck, you know, that's just one of these emergency things. And I worked in about 3 hours yesterday, Carl and I did. And we've talked with Henry Wilson, and we said, if anything new, we have to go back and start all over again, and Halleck's out, and I said, the thing to do is let this bill go through, then they can pick it up in the Senate. And then they can amend it. Even if they wanted, they could put it onto an appropriation bill over there and then make the appropriation. Then we get the whole thing cleaned up.
What about the Secret Service? You got to have a couple of
Secret Service. Yeah, they're going to pick that up in the Senate.
Why can't you put that on?
Well, I've cleared the bill as it is now with Halleck.
Won't he take two Secret?
Well, he's out of town.
Why don't you call him? Ask him if he won't take two Secret Service, then you'll have it all wrapped up. He'll do that. I can normally sign them to her anyway, but I think it'd be better if it did by bail, but I've had them signed to me before the law made them eligible to me. As a matter of fact, they insisted, insisted that as soon as I was elected that they have Secret Service with me, even though the law didn't provide it.
Halleck's down in the...
Why don't you put in a call for him, tell him that...
He's down to Alabama. I'll get Les Ahrens and see if Les will agree.
He will. If you have any trouble, I'll call Halleck.
Now,
go on, get that through.
Now, I've talked with, get me Mr. Ahrens. I've talked with Smith. He won't do a damn thing till after the first of the year. I got him up to his farm. He won't do a thing. So we've got to go right ahead with this discharge petition.
Right.
And work on it. And
how many Democrats can you get for it?
I would think 150, 160.
How many you got to have?
218. Well, that should be gone ahead with. Dick Bowling has introduced the necessary resolution of Feb 7th to get Larry 7 days before the discharge petition can be filed. All right, we want to engineer...
He won't give you a hearing of any kind, huh?
Well, he won't cooperate. He said... He was frank. He's just frank about it. He won't do anything to help along until after the first of the year.
Will he give any hearings?
No. No, I discovered. I even went ahead and discussed with him the reporting on a rule, and I bring it up the early January. It wasn't wrong. I even took that responsibility.
Okay, my friend. You call Halleck. Do you have any difficulty?
Oh, here's Les Ahrens now. Les, I've got the president on the phone. We've agreed to a suspension resolution to give Mrs. Kennedy the franking privilege for life, which other widows got, the burial expenses, which other presidents in office got, and in the resolutions, offices for 6 months, 50,000 clerical hire, and the president wants one more thing in there, and he's on the phone. I'll have to say hello to him. The ability to assign two Secret Service men to her. Will you take that responsibility?
6 months, Secret Service.
Oh, well, I suppose the Secret Service is... For life?
How long? Well, it should be. How long do you want them?
What? I don't know.
Well, you see, the president's got them on request when he goes abroad, and he's got them on the president. That's a question you got to raise. You ought to look and see what he's got and see how much you want to ask for that. I'd write him in there for this. Larry says 6 months, and then if there's any problems afterwards, well, we can talk about it.
Well, he'd write it in for For a year, didn't you said?
That's all right.
For 1 year? And then that is.
Well, you got it. John, you got it.
Les will take the responsibility of 1 year temporary. And here's Les, Mr. President.
Hello, Mr. President.
Hi, Les. Glad to hear you.
All right, fine. Yeah, well, that's
now,
number
what
one.
What they did, Les, we don't know whether these children don't know how long she really will need them, and we don't know the sentiment, the feeling in the country in these crackpots. But when I was elected, General Eisenhower directed that, even though there's no law even authorizing it, that's why they came along with a mandatory law later that you remember our friend Connie gave me hell about.
Yeah.
But I opposed the law, but General Eisenhower insisted that I have a Secret Service from the day of the election, and he just authorized them without it. But I thought we ought to have the Congress do it, and my judgment would be that she ought to have a.
Well, why don't we just add the one? Why don't we just add the 1 year and call it temporary? And that'll give us time to do anything we have to do about it later.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Good luck, Mr. President.
Waiting.